So we're learning together the book Gan Emunah, The God and the Faith by Rav Shlomo Arush. You read this?
No, but I met Laser Brody a couple of weeks ago. I went to his seminar where he was talking about it.
Okay. So this is the fundamental book on Emunah, book that everybody needs to learn. English versions, you know, written by Rav Laser, translated by Rav Laser, written from the Hebrew version by Rav Shalom. We're learning the Hebrew version, which is now in its fourth edition. And it's also, it's a very different book. It's almost twice the size and a lot of changes. So we're learning through the Hebrew version of the book. Well, it's a chapter two. So chapter two starts like this. There are three levels of Emunah. First level is a simple level. And on the simple level, it's not simple at all, but it's relatively simple compared to the other two. The simple level of Emunah is that a person believes that everything that happens in the entire world only happens because he said so. He decides everything. Hashem decides everything. Even the smallest thing. Everything. There's nothing that happens by random chance. There's nothing that happens by the force of nature, as if it's an automatic thing that is not under the guidance of Hashem. Everything that happens in the world and everything that happens to us only happens because Hashem decreed it specifically. Every single thing has a source is from Hashem. That's simple level of Emunah. That's level one, to know that. It's one thing to know it, it's another thing to feel it,
right,
to live it, to believe it,
right.
Right? But that's the simple level, that's level one. Level two, intermediate level, if you want to earn your second stripe, is to know that everything Hashem does is only good. He only does good. There's no other option. What does that mean? It means that everything that happens in the world is only good, because we said rule number one is Hashem is doing everything. Rule number two is Hashem only does good. You put the two together, what you have is that everything in the world is good. There is no bad in the world. Some things to us don't look good, because we don't understand. It doesn't mean they're not good. Hashem only does good. Now Hashem hides the good in different ways in order to test us, to give us free choice. If we could see that everything was good, then we'd have no test, no free will, no reward, no punishment, because it's all good and it's obvious and everyone can see Hashem and there's no point being here. We may as well stay as angels in Gan Eden.
It's like this poem I wrote recently, one of my hobbies is poetry. But you know, it's talking about all this stuff that happens, you know, how we look at it, the last is a man or some divine plan, you know.
Right.
You know.
Right. And so it's all part of the divine plan.
Right.
Ultimately. And it's all good. Right? There's nothing that happens that is not good. Right? To know that and to live that, that's level two Emunah. Right? That's the intermediate level. That's the right? To know that everything's good. Right? Which is, again, it's easy for us to conceptualize, well, not easy, but it's relatively easier for us to conceptualize, to think about it, and to like, yeah, okay, I can understand, it's all from God, everything's good. Right? So up here, it sounds nice. Practice, very different. Right? When something happens to me that I don't like, and it doesn't have to be big, right? It can be very small. I can spill my coffee, and that's just taking me out for the rest of the day. Right? I can't believe, and ruined my work, spilled on my clothes, look at me, I can't go out like this, and it burned me, and nothing's going my way, right? The smallest thing.
Right, there's between knowing it and living it out.
And living it is a different thing, right? So we need to get to the stage where we know this is good. Okay, I don't know why that coffee needed to spill, but I know it was from Hashem. So I'm not blaming myself. I'm not blaming myself for being a klutz and for not being able to hold a cup of coffee properly. I'm not blaming someone else, like, oh, someone knocked the table and spilled it, idiot, right? This idiot. No. So I'm not blaming myself, not blaming anyone else, and I'm not saying it's random either. These things happen, sometimes coffee spills, sometimes it doesn't, it's just a random thing. No, not choosing any of those options, everything only from Hashem. This happened because Hashem wanted it. Hashem decided the coffee was going to spill, the smallest thing, Everything is from Hashem. The coffee spilled because Hashem decided the coffee was going to spill. So now I know it's from Hashem. It's level number one. I'm not blaming other people, not blaming myself. Hashem did it, and that's all. Number two, it's for the good. Hashem only does things for the good. That didn't look very good. I can't see what was good in that. Made a mess. Had to throw out all that work I was working on. 8 hours I prepared that, whatever it is, and I had to spin it, right? And or burn, or made a mess, whatever it was. Doesn't look good to me. Because I don't know what I'm talking about. It was good. It was extremely good that that happened. Hashem only does things for the good. I can't see it. That's my problem. Doesn't mean it's not good. It just means I don't have the eyes to understand or to see what's good. Level number three, once I've got through those two levels, I can then go to level number three. Shalom writes later on in the book that a person can't get to level number three unless he's got the first two. If you haven't got the first two, then you can't get to level number three. And you shouldn't even try. In fact, it's forbidden, he says, to try and get to level number three if you haven't mastered the first two. Why? We'll see in a minute. What is level number three first, and then we'll see why it's forbidden to try and get there. So level number three is to know that Hashem is sending me a message. Hashem is speaking to me. He's talking to me. It's a conversation. He's trying to teach me something. He's trying to show me a message. He's trying to lead me on a path. That's level three emunah, to know that Hashem is speaking to me throughout everything that's happening in my life. But he says it's a sword. It's forbidden to start going down that road and to start looking for the messages. What's Hashem trying to tell me here? If I've not got one and two covered, what does that mean? So let's stick with our coffee. If I don't believe this was from Hashem, so how can I think it's a message? Well, obviously it's not a message from him if I'm blaming someone else or blaming myself. There's no. I'm not even in the ballpark of now looking for what he's trying to tell me. How can he be trying to tell me something? It wasn't even him, it just happened. Just random. How can I say it's from Hashem? So for sure, I can't start to get into a conversation with Hashem, what are you trying to tell me with the coffee, if I don't believe it came from him. Right? So for sure I need to have number one ticked, that I know this is from Hashem, and then I can at least move from there to what's he now trying to tell me. But level number two, he said, is equally important. Level number two is to know that Hashem only does good things. Why is that relevant? Because if I don't think that this is good, what happened to me, I'm not going to find the right message. If I'm upset, let's say it's bigger than a spilled coffee cup. Let's say it's something that's really painful. If I don't see the good in it, if I don't believe that Hashem is doing good to me, when I try and look for the message, I'm going to come out with all weird and terrible and heretical thoughts. Hashem's just punishing me. Hashem's trying to all sorts of stuff like that, right? Right? Why? Because I'm not happy. I've got my Yetzer Hara playing away, and it's not reality. It's not the truth. The truth is Hashem is doing only good to me. Once I know Hashem is doing only good to me, this is really good, I can now start looking for the reason. And I'm going to come up with the correct reasons, it's a good thing and why it's good. But if I'm upset, I'm angry, I'm depressed, and I can't start looking for messages. If I start looking for messages from one of those places, who knows what messages I'm going to end up with.
Rather, these things happen and you not looking at it from a perspective like, what is Hashem trying to teach me through this? It's like, this bad thing happened to me, I can't believe this happened. So you completely miss the message by focusing on yourself, basically.
But even if I know it's from him, I can be angry with Hashem. People get angry with Hashem. Yes. They don't like to admit it, but we do. Because yes. When a person realizes that everything's from Hashem, so he has level one emunah, I know it's from Hashem. Right? Yes. I had the car crashed or the... Yeah. Something happened. I lost my job. I know it's from you.
You don't look at it as good. You look at it as bad.
Right. But I don't. Yeah, that's what happened. Because I feel the pain. It's difficult. If I just get fired, and I've got no money, and I've got a wife and children to feed, and for no apparent reason I just got fired, and I know it's from him because I've learned to Muna. So it wasn't that boss didn't fire me because I messed up. Hashem fired me from that job, and now I've got nothing. So I'm going to be very angry. It's natural. I'm going to be very angry at Hashem. Come on, what'd you do that for? It's not fair. What's going on? I don't deserve that. I'm going to be very angry with it. So that's a test. But the reality is that's where we're holding. That's we need to get through those tests. Right? in order to grow, right? We're going to be faced with those tests, right? Things that don't go away. That, deliberately, Hashem puts us in situations where we're tested to the limit. If it was an easy thing, so it's not a test. We don't grow. Somebody asks you, what's 2 plus 2? So you didn't use your brain, you didn't grow. Someone gives you a difficult thing that you actually got to work out, get a pen and start working. So now you grew, put some effort. Right? So it has to be stuff. Hashem, if he's going to test us, it has to be stuff that we have to sweat over. If we didn't sweat, we didn't really grow, we didn't do nothing. So we're always going to face situations. The learning Emunah is not a one-shot deal. You don't read the book and then tick the box and say, I've got that. Done, yeah, I'm with it. Right? I'm teaching it to you now, myself. It doesn't mean that as soon as I walk out of here, I'm not going to get a phone call that tells me some bad news that I don't want to hear. I'm going to have a big struggle to know this is good, it's from Hashem and everything, right? I'm going to have that same struggle. Because Hashem is testing us with Emunah for the next 120 years.
Right. It's like this seminar I took recently with Rabbi Yom Tov Glazer called The Possible You.
Yeah.
And teaching the reaching for potential, this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, I went to the book now, so, you know. It's like the similar type scenario where you're like, okay, I went to the book now, so now I can reap my possible potential, you know, and then I've arrived, you know, whatever.
Right.
When it's really a day in, day out.
There's one thing to have the knowledge, which is the important part. You need the first step, you need the knowledge. Then the second step is to put the knowledge into practice. Right. It doesn't just stay as knowledge. In the great seminar, The Possible You, enjoyed it very much. Did I do anything about it? No. I wasted my time. It was very nice and I enjoyed it very much, but I need to put that into practice. Right? And the same with all of our learning. Right? We need to try and put all of our learning into practice. And not let it, the main thing is not the learning, the main thing is the practice.
Not just to have it up here.
Yeah. But that's hard, right? Hazal say the biggest, the greatest distance in the world is the distance between the head and the heart. Right? To know it in the head is the easy bit. To put it into the heart, that's a difficult bit. How do you get something into your heart? So that's through the work of the heart. What's the work of the heart? Avodat HaLev, work of the heart, is prayer. Prayer is what brings something into the heart. Your brains bring it into your head. Your mind, your sechel, your knowledge brings it into your head. What brings it into the heart? Prayer. And that's why a Jew, Rabbi Nachman writes in the very first chapter of Likutei Moharan, that you need both. You need Torah and prayer. You need both. You need to learn and then you need to pray on it. You need to learn and then you need to pray on it. If you only have one, it's not enough.
Is it pray, learn, pray?
Pray, learn, pray.
Pray
before that Hashem's going to teach you what you need to know from the Torah, and it's going to be good for you, and it's not going to damage you. Because we know the Torah can damage people, right? Sam chaim or sam mavet. So it's a gift when it's Torah that is helpful for us. It's a big gift. We have to ask Hashem for that gift, and recognize that He's giving us a gift, and it's not damaging us. So we pray before, we learn, and then we pray after in order to actually pray to be able to fulfill it.
Yes.
Top. So those are the three levels. Shalosh da'agot elo hen be'emet v'achad. But really, the three levels, they're only just one thing. Right? Emunah is there's only one Emunah. Right? We've only split it into three in order to help us to put it into practice, to know that there are different parts of that Emunah that we need to work on. But Emunah itself is only one thing, that a person believes that there's nothing other than Hashem. And everything that happens in the world is under His direction. And since everything is from Him, then for sure everything must be good. Because the purpose of the creation, the entire creation, was only to do good to his creatures. Right? How do we know? We say that Hashem only does good. Who says? Maybe Hashem doesn't. Hashem has he decides not to do good. Today, I'm not going to do good. No. Hashem only created the world in order to do good, to give the best good He could to His creations. And the best good that He can give to us It's exactly what we have now. There's no better. If it was any better, we'd be getting it. This is the best of the best. It doesn't look like that. That's part of the the structure of creation is that he can only give us good if we don't realize it. If we know it, we can't accept it.
Let's say, I don't know where I live. Many cats die.
Yeah.
So we have the things. Some people put poison.
Yeah.
And then, so everything comes from Hashem.
Okay.
So the cat have to die. Okay.
Okay.
But this person put the poison.
Yeah.
It's
brought in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, that if a person needs to die, it will be happened through a shliach, through someone else. Right? So that person then becomes Cheshbon in Shemayim. He's got to he's got his own reckoning. The person who did the bad thing, he has a choice not to do it. If Hashem needs, let's say for example, Hashem decides that that this person needs to have his soul returned to Shemayim on this day. So there's a lot of different options for how that happens. It could come by a person. Person can kill him. He could have an accident. He could just, his heart can stop beating. There are plenty of different options Hashem can use. If one of those options is that a person is going to kill him, that person has free choice. A person can decide not to do it. In which case, if this person has needs to go back to Shemayim, he's going to go back to Shemayim another way. Not going to come through me. But if that person chose, Hashem gave him the opportunity and whatever to kill this guy, and he, for whatever reason, decides to go ahead and do it. So he's doing Hashem's will. Hashem wanted him to happen. But he's got his own personal accounting in Shemayim for making the wrong decision. He didn't have to. Hashem gave him the opportunity to do or not to do. And it doesn't matter to Hashem either way, so to speak. Hashem's plans will still get continued in another form. Hashem has every different way to get to the same point. We, each of us get to choose on the way how we join in or not. Right? When Hashem said to Am Yisrael in Mitzrayim, you're leaving and it's going to be 3 weeks on Sunday, right? Anyone who was up for it went, and everyone who wasn't up for it, right? So that's what the plague of darkness did, right? Everyone had their own free choice. Hashem says you're going, you're going, right? This is what I'm doing with the nation. You can get on board and be with it or not. And that's the same for each of us today. Right, we'll have the choice to be secular or to be cruel. Right? I'm redeeming the nation. There's going to be consequences either way, but you have the choice. You can choose. You can live in Tel Aviv and serve, or you can live in Bnei Brak and serve too. But or you can do something else. Right? Everyone has their own free choice, and there's a consequence for everyone. But Hashem's plan is going to get fulfilled the way He wants it fulfilled either way. Yeah. Did that answer about the dead cat? No, no, still a bit.
Okay.
Yeah. Right, because the purpose of creation is only to do good for the creation. Hashem only created us in order to
yeah,
do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Question. Hashem created us that we have been for the creation. So when you make a bracha, you elevate something. This is why you hear this word.
Not for him, for us.
So
he created it for us. He didn't need us. He created this world for us.
Okay.
But how do we fulfill the creation that he wants
to,
right?
So when a person is against his creation, you have to take
him
from his world.
No.
Sometimes he takes people before his time, because you see he's against concession, against the creation.
No. Hashem only takes for his own good, not because he's against. There's many, many people who have been very, very much against Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
We see that Hashem doesn't take them for a long time. right? All the evil people in the world. They carry on their merry way. Hashem still uses them for his own purpose, right? There needs to be evil in the world for creation to work at the moment.
Like the Holocaust, you know, God forbid, but because of it, we got to arrest Israel.
So, and it was what needed to happen. Hashem knew that needed. That was only from Hashem, right? The Holocaust only came because Hashem decided that's what needed to happen right now, not because one guy decided that he was going to change the world and kill all the Jews. Like, the only reason he decided that is because Hashem put it into his head. There's nothing without Hashem. He didn't wake up in the morning with that idea. He woke up in the morning and Hashem, boom, guess what you're going to do today? And he's like, yeah, sounds good. Tough. Right? So Hashem used him as for whatever he needed to. He could have chosen not to. He could have said, that's disgusting, that's terrible, I'm not doing that. So fine, Hashem would have put it into someone else's head. Right? That's what Hashem wants. That's what Hashem wants. But each individual person has his own free choice whether or not he goes ahead with it. He doesn't have to choose to do it. But either way, everything that happens in the world is only for our own good. only for our good. And whether we see it now, we're going to see it later. We're going to see it at some point. If we're fortunate enough, so we'll see it now. And we often see things in our life that looked not very good at the time. And in hindsight, we see actually, that was a very good thing that happened to me. Right, at the time, I didn't like it at all, but I can see how it was very good. We don't see it on everything, but we see it enough to know, to get the concept, to get the idea that we can think one way and then actually become very wrong and it actually turns out the other way. Right? We have that example enough times in our past to get the message. And those are the messages that we need to stick with, to know that I don't know. Right, and Natan said the highest level of knowledge is to know that you don't know. Right? To really know that you don't know. I don't know anything. My mash don't know anything. What I think I know is probably wrong. Right? Who knows what I think I know?
Yeah, like think of Socrates. He says the only true knowledge is to know that you know nothing.
Right, so you got that from a Jewish source.
Yeah.
Right? So that's probably the only bit of philosophy that you're allowed to have. Right, it's true. Okay. And for sure, everything that happens in the world has its reason and its purpose, which is to teach the creations to know Hashem, Yibarach. Because there's no possibility that Hashem would do anything without a purpose. He's going to come on to that when he talks about that section about how we can know that Hashem only does things for a purpose. But in simple, in short, in this introductory section, that's what it means to have Emunah. Right? To know that everything is from Him. To know that everything that happens is good. And to know that everything that happens has a reason and a purpose. Right? That's the entire purpose of Emunah, is to come to that understanding about everything. Everything, right? We can practice it out, and we can see that in certain areas. Yeah, this is from Hashem. Yeah, this was good. Yes, I can see why Hashem did it. But our job is ultimately to get to a point where we can see that on everything. Everything falls into that category of only from Hashem, only good, and only for a good reason. So let's start now by looking at these things individually. So let's go back to the beginning, the first level of Emunah. Kacha Hashem Rotzeh. That's what Hashem wants. The first level is Emunah that Hashem is the only controller of the world. And everything that happens in the world, everything is from Him, with complete direction or supervision, complete and exact direction on everything. Like it's written, Ribon Kol Hamasim. Hashem is the in control of all of the actions, meaning that He's in control of all the actions. Like it's brought in Rambam's 13 principles of faith that we should say every day. What's the principle? Hanimam min b'amuna shleima shabori barach yibarach shemo hu borei manhig lekol haburim. What does that mean? It means that I believe with complete and perfect faith that Hashem is the creator and is in control of all the creations. And he alone does, did, and will do everything. In other words, everything that happens in the world, from the smallest thing to the biggest thing, everything is done by Hashem. Right? That's what Rambam says. He alone does everything. The biggest. That doesn't mean that he alone, he does things like he took us out of Egypt and I know, he does big things.
Yeah.
It means he does small things. But when I drink this coffee, Hashem is lifting up my hand and the cup to the coffee. This is an action. Hashem is doing it. Stand. That's it. Including the words I speak. Hashem sefatai tiftach ufiyagin tilatecha. At the beginning of the Amida, Hashem, open my mouth that I can declare your praise. Hashem, open my mouth. Is Hashem's not bringing out these words.
Hashem's causing the shuffle in.
As well. Yofi. Very good, right? Yeah. So Hashem is doing everything. That's the first level of understanding. Therefore, a person needs to know that everything that happens to him, whether in spiritually or materially, and whether it comes through the way of nature or through the way of another person or even through himself, all of these three options, they're included within the kolam ikrimbo, everything that happens in the world. Hakol means everything that is in the ratzon of Hashem, is in the will of Hashem. In other words, kacha Hashem once said, this is what Hashem wanted. The person needs to learn to say, this is what Hashem wanted. In every situation that happens in his life, to say, kacha Hashem once said, this is what Hashem wanted. If it happened, because Hashem wanted it. What's going to be in the future? So tough. We can pray on it. We can desire, hope for good things. Right? We can influence what happens because of our actions. Right? Mitzvahs lead to more mitzvahs. Prayer lead to good consequences. Right? But at the end of the day, when something does happen, then there's only one explanation, and that's because Hashem wanted it that way.
It's such a hard concept to understand. Because when someone does something bad, what do you mean? That's what Hashem wanted? How are you supposed to understand that?
Because it was actually good. Because I don't understand it as something bad. Something that I don't understand. The word bad doesn't exist in the world of Amuna. Does in terms of how we need to view the world sometimes, but in terms of perspective of Amuna, there's no such thing as bad.
So what's a ra?
So it depends on the perspective. So let's say someone comes and I'm walking down the street and he comes, knocks me over and steals my wallet. How can that be anything but bad?
Right.
How do I see that? So I have to see my three rules of Amuna. Number one, it came from Hashem. Hashem did it. Hashem knocked me over and stole my wallet. Not that guy. You used someone to do it. Hashem did it. Yeah, but I got cut and beaten and I lost my money. Hashem did that to me. Nachon. Hashem did that to me. Any other option is just heresy. Right? Only Hashem is existing in the world and only Hashem does everything. So Hashem did that to me, yes. Option, stage number two, it was for the good. So stage number two is going to take me a lot longer to get to grips with. Right? It's not going to be a 5-minute deal. How is this for the good? So that I need to think about. And that I need to do. And it's what it does. And it's going to come to me. I'm going to see exactly why it needs to be good. Could be a lot of options. Each individual person has to know for himself, learn for himself, find out for himself what the message is. Could you, a person can suggest different things, but who knows what the real thing. For example, I need it as a kapara. I don't know how I've hurt other people, and that this was actually saved me a big, much more. I actually deserved a lot worse than this, right? And I got off lightly with a little cut, and I lost some money. Tom, it's not the end of the world. Everyone's okay. It wasn't nice. I didn't enjoy it, but it saved me a lot. It was a kapara. Maybe like I stole the money from that guy, previous Gilgul, and he needed to steal it back from me to make reparation. I know. Lots of different things. I was acting very arrogant and now I'm acting a lot more humble. It brought me closer to Hashem at the end of the day. I needed something to wake me up. whatever it is, it was exactly what I needed at that time. But if I see it as that, if not, I'm just going to carry it around as a grudge, and I'm going to be angry at him, angry at myself for not taking more attention and whatnot. Like, I'm going to blame myself as well for that. I probably asked for it, I probably showed my money too much, or whatever. It's my own fault because I didn't dab in this morning or whatever. So I'm going to blame myself. I'm going to blame the other guy for being whoever he was, and I'm going to blame him for not acting in a very nice way to me. Right. Or I can take my emuna route, and I can turn the whole thing around into something very good.
Kind of like the way we view the world. I mean, is this me, or is my neshama me?
Yeah, I hear.
You know, it's like.
Tom, it's nice, but it's difficult for us to put into the grips with. The reality is that we need to deal with stuff that hurts us on a personal level. We are, after all, still flesh and blood. When someone pinches me, it still hurts.
Right.
So I still need to be able to deal with that. And there is still bad in the world. Right? There's a difference between good and bad because I need to be able to choose between them. I have to know that this is right and this is wrong. So I have to know it's a bad thing to beat up people and take their money. I have to know it's bad. But it's a different perspective that to know if it happens to me, it sounds all right, that it was actually good.
Yeah.
It's good if it happens to me. I know things are not, come back to the situation of, I wouldn't do that. I don't do, this is not correct thing. This is wrong.
It's bad if I do it, but if it's good if it happens to me, because yes. I'm learning something through it.
You see something bad coming, you can protect yourself.
Possibly.
And somebody will kill you, so you have to kill you first. You see something bad coming, looks like bad, but
So there is a purpose in having bad in the world.
What I ask is, let's say somebody comes in the night.
Yeah.
As you know. So now you say, "Oh, yes, for Hashem, okay, let's have."
No, we don't ask for trouble, right? And we try and avoid it, and anything we can do, right? If someone's sick, we don't say, "Oh, you know what, let them die. If Hashem wants them to die, they can die. It's a good thing, whatever." No, we do everything we can to heal them and to make them better, to pray on them, and chas v'shalom, anything bad will happen, right? But once it does, only from the backside, once it does happen, how do we look back on it? How do we see it then?
But in the end, you can ask yourself too, why he came with the knife?
Afterwards?
Afterwards.
Before I kill it. Right.
Yeah, of course. But and then you have to ask yourself, why Hashem lets me happen?
So we said that's only level number 3, and it's forbidden to look at that unless you're happy. Because if you're not happy with the situation, then you can't see Hashem correctly. Can't understand what Hashem is doing to me, and I'm going to come up with the wrong answer. Hashem hates me, Hashem's trying to punish me, all sorts of stuff like that. Because it's just my Yitzhahara is running away with me, right? Only if I'm actually very happy with the situation, I have no idea why you did this to me, Hashem, but it's the best thing, I'm really happy. Hashem, I love you. Thank you very much. Now please show me why you did it. Now I can get the true understanding. But until then, I can't get the truth. If I try and look before then, he says, I saw forbidden. Oh, I can't believe that happened. What's that about? What do you want from me? What's going on? And now he tells me, oh, yeah, you're all that. Exactly, I knew it. I knew it. So I came up with a reason why Hashem did it to me. It's completely wrong. It made sense to me. That's why I believe 100%. It's for sure the correct reason. I see it now 100%. It's a complete lie. And I says it's forbidden to do that, forbidden to look for the messages, unless I've got 1 and 2 down. Unless I'm happy with the situation, forget about it. Right? Just work on being happy with the situation.
Hashem will give you all this message to correct your life.
Right.
Yeah. So, but how you can correct your life when you don't look at this?
You can't.
You can't
correct your. You can't because he Rabbi says that you're gonna. A person will get the wrong answer if he starts to try and correct his life. What does Hashem want to tell me? He's gonna push me on the wrong path. He wants me to daven more. He wants me to daven less. He wants me to go to yeshiva. He doesn't want me to go to yeshiva. It's clear from this that they want me out. clear from this that they want me in. If I'm not coming through, I can't make the correct decision. It's random, as well spin a dice and come up with an answer.
Somebody steal it from means you steal, maybe I steal too. Because when you see a situation in the street, or some why did this? Maybe it's a message for you.
It for sure is a message for me, but the question is, can I read that message? If I'm not at the level of reading the messages, I shouldn't look for the message. Because if I get the wrong message, I'm gonna take that as reality, and it can take me off a very bad place. Best, I'm saying what Rav Arash said, not what I say. Best to not look for the message at all, unless I can look for a message from a good place. I'm going to come up with the wrong. I wouldn't, for example, say, you know what? There's a message here. There's four options. Hashem hates me, Hashem loves me, Hashem wants me to leave Yeshiva, Hashem wants me to stay. You know what? I'm going to put them all in a box. I'm going to pick out one. No one would do that, right? So if I wouldn't do that in that situation, so I shouldn't do it in a situation where I don't have clarity of thought either. It's the same thing.
Can you let's say, I have to let Yeshiva. I said, this is not what Hashem wants.
Right.
To go away from his Torah or his Torah.
Right.
So I understand what you mean. Would be playing a closer version.
It might, but how do I know if it's real or not? You see, I don't know if it's true.
Okay, you have to
play. So that's what he's saying. If a person is not in a place of happiness in his mind, he can't get the right message. So he says, you need to get to happiness first. If I want to know what's going on, I have a big thing that happened to me in my life, and I don't know what it's for, and I don't know what it's about, and I really want to know. So if I really want to know the message Hashem is sending me, I first have to work on being happy. When I got the happiness, and that's good, and that's great, now I can work on what the message is. Not the other way around. That has to be the order. Tov, we'll finish it today.